Hey there, fact enthusiasts. Welcome to Tech on Trial, a podcast where we put the cutting-edge technology to the test. I'm your host, Sal, and I'm joined by my host, Victor, as always. Hey, Victor.
Hey everyone, ready to dive into some mind-boggling tech today?
This topic today, natural language understanding and contract management systems, that's kind of it's a big topic, eh? So, I mean, how does this whole NLU enhance the contract management system, for example?
Yeah, good question, Sal. Generally, natural language understanding, I mean, NLU for short, obviously, enables contract management systems to comprehend human language and extract meaningful insights from those contracts. What it does is it empowers these systems to identify things like clauses, highlights, risk, and even suggests like certain improvements. It's like having a really nice, brilliant legal mind at your fingertips that's shadowing your every move.
Oh, that's fascinating. I mean, can you give us an example of how does NLU streamlines like contract review?
For sure, Sal. Now, let's imagine a fictitious company that has hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands, whatever, just a large number of contracts to review. So, obviously, they have the option of hiring an army of data entry, paralegal, just people to read things, right, and review them, or use a system that is NLU powered. The NLU powered systems can do the analysis on those contracts, and they can do it really fast. And they obviously, can do it all day long as opposed to the shift work that everybody has to work on. What they do is they're able to flag potential issues and they reduce the need for a really large manual review. So if you have those 10,000 contracts and you're only flagging five of them, maybe you don't need that army of data people or inventory people. Maybe you only need one to really look at this stuff, and you could repurpose all of those people to do slightly higher level things, some more critical thinking for them. At the end of the day, what it does, it's a game changer for businesses looking to save time and resources while ensuring accuracy, obviously.
That sounds like a dream come true. Can I have this checking my phone bill as well, just in case? And so when it comes to like terminology, jargons, and so on, how does NLU handle the complexity of information?
I mean, legalese, right? At the end of the day, like, it's really hard to understand for layman people and just generally,
Not
even
for
for
me,
lawyers when they're starting out, right? I mean, NLU itself has come a pretty substantial way since we really started to try to understand text and language years and years and years ago, like decades ago, actually. It's actually become pretty good at deciphering those kind of intricate terms that lawyers use. These systems leverage like pretty advanced algorithms and machine learning to understand the context and meaning behind legal jargon. It's not just looking at position of words and things. It's really looking at like a lot of historical data. That's what the large language models really are good at, is that they have, they've been shown a lot of things. So they've seen very similar things in the past. So what this does, it's like having a lawyer who's fluent in legalese and human language, but who's seen way more contracts, agreements, everything than you could possibly have seen in your lifetime or in probably dozens of lifetimes.
Oh, the little robot reading a lot of pages. So, I mean, like, I bet a lot of the legal professionals are like, they should at least have a breathing of a sigh of relief just hearing that, eh? But there's also a couple of limitations, questions, and so on nowadays. Is there anything you want to share with us in terms of like, how does implementing, for example, NLU still face a couple of barriers and so on?
For sure, Sal. I mean, this is, I guess saying the quiet part out loud that NLP and AI practitioners don't really want to say. At the end of the day, NLU's made like significant strides in its understanding. We've become very good at this, but it's obviously not foolproof. There are ambiguities in language, especially in a language like English, which is always exceptions to the rule, exceptions to the rule, exceptions to the rule all over the place. There are obviously a bunch of regional variations. Both you and I being Portuguese and being of different descent Portuguese, we understand the regional variations very well. Some of the words that I say don't even port into Brazilian Portuguese. So
don't even
you have
start.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Like, there's always this disagreement among Portuguese people, right? And then, of course, there's the evolving legal frameworks generally, and those pose challenges. I mean, decisions change, precedents change, all these things. You know, it is an ever-evolving world, right? So it's crucial to be aware of that and to continuously train and fine-tune the systems, the large language models, the AI to ensure accurate results. And of course, you need oversight and, you know, you need human oversight because that's going to be essential to catch any potential errors. Even if they're just flagged, you still need somebody to kind of review this. So a person is in the loop and they're going to have to, you know, do some checking on the NLU systems.
The age-old collaboration between humans and machines. I mean, like, it's good to know we're still needed. Otherwise, you'd see a robot in front of you right now. But, well, maybe it's coming. But what does the future hold after that? Like, what's coming that you're excited about?
Well, here's the question. When it's just robots, do we need the law? No, I'm just kidding.
Robot law. Yeah,
robot law. Well, the future itself, it appears incredibly bright. Like there's really bright shining lights that you see, and it's not a tunnel. It's really a gaping expanse there. What we're witnessing is a mass evolution where NLU systems will become even more sophisticated, incorporating ever more advanced analytics, more predictive and prescriptive modeling, and natural language generation, which is the ChatGPT stuff that everybody kind of knows, right? We're looking at a future where contracts aren't only just understood, but they're automatically generated and continuously optimized. It's an exciting, exciting time to be in this space.
Oh, mind-blowing. That's, always kind of a gap. We have also a couple of people who reached over.
Oh, cool.
And we gathered a couple of questions from people about it. And so I got, for example, Lisa from Toronto asking how those NLU systems handle contracts written in different languages.
Ah, good question. Though most NLU systems are primarily focused, trained, fine-tuned on English contracts, generally there's just a larger confluence of those existing all over the world and a lot of research done in English-speaking countries. There are advancements being made to expand the capabilities to other languages.
Yeah.
So you might imagine that languages that have a large population in a very legally based society, so often democratic, is going to have an advantage here, right? Yeah. However, it's obviously worth noting that the level of accuracy may vary depending on the language and the available training data, because if you go to a very obscure language, I don't want to pick on anything, so Belgian, it's not that obscure, but maybe they're not going to get offended by me picking on them. But like, if you were to pick Flemish, let's say, all of a sudden you're in this world of, I can only find like 400 contracts, agreements and all this stuff. So your data set's smaller and your reference is smaller. So it means that you're not going to have a critically tuned large language model that works for this.
Yeah, I can relate to like Canada, like French speakers and in the US, Spanish speakers and so on. Like when you have like an actual second language, for example. But we also got another question about security. So John from Vancouver asked me how secure these NLU systems are.
Security, that's my jam. I came from the infrastructure world. John, like security is a really high priority to everything that we do at Apogee Suite. NLU powered systems take extensive measures to ensure data protection and compliance. We employ encryption, access controls, and we do regular security audits across the board. It's crucial to choose a reputable provider and for you also to implement robust security practices to keep your contracts safe. Lastly, if you want to make sure to be future-proof, find an NLU system such as Apogee Suite that has its own large language model. It doesn't solely rely on OpenAI. That way, you know that your contract data is not being sent to a third party without your permission.
Yeah, careful with ChatGPT, folks.
Yeah. Like, and you're trading for Microsoft and OpenAI at that point, really.
We can all like see how these systems are transforming the way business handle their contracts, and not only in legal terms and so on, but also in any spectrum the industry, if you're dealing with a high volume contracting agreement, you're probably going to need a tool like that over the next couple of years or months. Thank you for shining some light on the theme, Victor.
Yeah, it was my pleasure, Sal. Remember, folks, the future of contracts is here and it's intelligent.
If you enjoyed today's episode and want to stay updated with the latest tech trials, don't forget to subscribe and wherever you get your podcast. And as always, keep exploring, keep innovating, and keep pushing the boundaries on technology. Until next time, see you then.
Have a good week.